Okay, boy, so today's daf is Daf Zayin, and we're holding Vav Amid Beis, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomid. And our boy, so we have now, after 5-6 blat, have gone through all of the Shtayim Shehein Arbas. The Shvu Shtayim Shehein Arba, Yidiyah Satumah Shtayim Shehein Arba, Maris Satumah Shtayim Shehein Arba, Maris Negoyim Shtayim Shehein Arba, Yitziyah Sashabah Shtayim Shehein Arba. And then we go on to the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah tells us, Es Shiyesh Bo Yidiyah B'tchilah. The idea besof the helam bein tayim, you have to bring a carbon oile v'yoyred. What exactly is this referring to? So we spoke about it a little bit when we started off the mesechta in the Mishnah, but it would be kedai to just do a quick review so we have a better understanding of what's going on. Normally, if a person does an aveira sheyesh by kares, where chas v'shalom, if he did it b'mezid, there's an onish, a punishment of kares. If he did it b'shogeg, he brings a chatas. What type of chatas? It depends on whether he's a commoner or whether he happens to be a kohen gadol or a nasi. But a regular amchayid, a commoner, brings what's called either a kizba or seira. There are three situations, however, the Torah has made an exception where the person brings a korban based on his wealth or the lack thereof. What are those three? One of them is shvua se'edus. A person makes a shvua, he denies knowing edus for someone, and he really does know edus. And now when he does tshuva, he has to bring this carbon. Another carbon is in the case of the shvua is bitoy that we spoke about a little bit in our mesechta, where a person says, I'm going to do something good or do something bad, such as I'm going to eat or not going to eat. And then after that, he forgets his shvua, and he eats or doesn't eat in violation of his shvua. And finally, the key to today's Gemara is a person who was tamei and either went into the Beis HaMikdash b'shogeg or ate kodshim b'shogeg. B'shogeg in the sense that he didn't remember that he was tamei. And we had a discussion whether the helam was only vis-a-vis the tumah or whether the helam is also vis-a-vis the kodesh and the mikdash, but that's not today's discussion. In all three of those cases, Shvuas Ho'edah, Shvuas Bitoy, and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, what's the din? Person has to bring a carbon Olev Yored. Olev Yored means that if he's wealthy, Kizbo Se'ira. If he's not so wealthy, two Oifiz, one Lechatas, one Le'oila. And finally, if he's even less wealthy, he's a poor fellow, he brings a carbon Mincha, otherwise known as a Minchas Chote. Now, all of that is well known. What is not so well known is that if you look up the psukim in the end of Parshas Vayikra, where it talks about the inyan of bringing a carbon olav yored, there's something startling. What's startling is that the pasuk really doesn't tell us, in the case of the mikdash v'kadoshav, that there was a problem vis-a-vis mikdash v'kadoshav. And I'm reading now from the psukim in Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Oy nefesh asher tiga b'chol dovra tamei, a person touch anything which is tamei, such as a nivlas chaya tamei, a nivlas behema tamei, that means a nevela, or nivlas sheretz tamei, one of the shemoyne sherotzim that died, perished, etc. It's a nevela, a person touches any one of these, he becomes tamei. Benela mimenu, and he forgot that he was tamei. Vu tamei, but he's tamei. A person then becomes tamei in any form of tumas adam, meaning, if you're talking about chas v'shalom, a case of a mess, or if you're talking about a zav or a zava, if you're talking about a person who touches a nida, a boil nida, any type of tumas adam unrelated to nevela, unrelated to sheret, what happens? V'nela mimenu, he forgets, v'yada v'ashem, he has to go and bring a carbon oile v'yoyret. Now, if you just learn these psukim on the surface, it sounds like anybody that becomes tamei, he's got to bring a carbon oile v'yoyret, because it doesn't say what the next step is. It just says a person who became tamei because of a veila, because of a sheretz, because of an odom, because of this, because of that, and he forgot, and now he remembers, boom, you got to bring a carbon. But what did he do wrong? A person who becomes tamei, it happens to all of us, you become tamei, you touch a nevela, you're an oila mess. So why do you have to bring a carbon? So what's missing is the next step. And that is that after he became Tomei and he forgot that he was Tomei, he either ate Kodshim or he went into the Beis HaMikdash. But it doesn't say that anywhere. So we're going to have to try to find some Makor, some source to fill in the blank that the din of Oyle V'yod is only a combination of Toma with either going into the Beis HaMikdash or eating Kodshim. And that's what our Gemara goes into now. Toner Rabban. We're on Vav Amid Beis. Minayin she'ein ha-kosher b'daba el b'tumas mikdash kadoshim. How do I know that when you have to bring a korban oyle v'yod, when you're Tamei, it's talking about that you were Tamei and you entered in the Beis HaMikdash, or you were Tamei and ate kodshim. So it's more dinhu. I'll bring you a raya, the source. Hoyle v'hizir v'onash al hatuma v'chiyef korban al hatuma. We find two separate parshias. One parsha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us an ashara, and he gave us a punishment on a person who either enters into the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah or eats kodshim b'tumah. V'chiyev karban ala tumah, and we have here in our parsha the parsha of Oyle V'yoyred, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mechayev a karban on tumah. Makish hezir va'onash ala tumah, just like elsewhere, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave ashara, don't. And he gave an oinish ala tumah, which is a person who happens to be tomei, don't eat kodshim. A person who's tomei, don't enter into the Beis HaMikdash. And if you do onash, there is kares. Lo hizir bi onash el al tumas mikdash kadoshav. When that those psukim are talking, there it says expressly, explicitly, tumas mikdash kadoshav. Af kishachiyev karben ala tumah. Similarly, when the Torah talks about bringing a karben because a person became tomei, I don't know what the next step is, I'm going to fill in the blank. Where do we find the Azhara and the Oynish elsewhere by Tumas Mikshu Kedoshav that I'm importing here to the Karim and Oyle V'yodid? So Rashi brings the Psukim at length. It's the last Rashi of the narrow lines, beginning of the wide lines, all the way in the bottom. Hoyle V'hizav V'onash Al Hazodin Tuma, the Torah was Machayev. If Chas V'Shalom, a person bemazed when he's Tomei, he is Oiver. V'chayomen Nami Korban Al Shigigas Tuma, and we find you have to bring an Oile V'Yoyed where there is a Tuma Bishogeg. Ma Matzino Kishihizir V'Onash Koris Al Zodin Tuma. Where do we find that the Torah says don't, and that the Torah gives an Oinish of Koris if you did mazed Betuma? Where Betumas Mikshus Kedoshav. Hizir v'onash. How do I know? Shenema, I have psukim. V'lo yitamu es mikdoshi ki aharizeh. Don't be mitame my mikdosh. How you mitame the mikdosh? A person who is tame, who enters into the base of mikdosh, harizeh ashora es mikdosh. Ayitamu, don't be mitame my mikdosh. So that's the ashora of mikdosh. Bekodeshim lo yoichal arashe yitar. Don't eat kodshim if you're tame until you become tohar. So now I have both ashoras mikdosh and Hazhoras Koidish. And now we continue on. Ki es mikdash Hashem timei v'nichras. If a person did go into the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah, v'nichras is a din of Koreis, that's the Oynish, Hari Oynish Mikdash. V'anevish shetoichel bosim mitzvah hashlom asher l'Hashem v'nichrasa, Hari Oynish Koidish. So therefore I have two psukim, Hazhorois, don't enter the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah, don't eat kodshim b'tumah, and if you did either of the foregoing, v'nichras, v'nichras, shine. So I have both the ashora and the onish. So here too, when I have a posikid, if you did a b'shogeg, because it says v'nelam, you didn't do it on purpose, you did a b'shogeg, and you have to bring a carbon, svara logic tells you that where the Torah elsewhere says, the maze this car is, here, when there's b'shogeg, and it doesn't say what we're talking about, that's talking about mikdash v'kadosh, if you bring your carbon, oil of yard. Freit yimara. What's the raya? Three lines from the bottom. Ve'ima truma. Shehizav onash. Torah said by truma, don't eat truma betuma. How do I know? Because in this week's parsha it says that you now, v'kodeshim lo yoichal ad asher dibarti dvorei. V'kodeshim lo yoichal ad asher toer. He's not allowed to eat kodeshim. And even though on the surface it says kodeshim, the Gemara Masech Yivam says that the word kodeshim includes truma. How do I know that it includes truma? Because it says at the end of that pasuk that uvo hashemish v'toher v'achar kach v'achar yoichum in a kodeshim. That when the shemish is toher, in other words, their sunset, and now we're into the next day after Tzeisak Echovim, then he can eat from Kachim. That must be too much truma, like we know in the first Mishnah of Masechet of Brachos. Meaning after Tzeisak Echovim, after they've been mitire themselves if they were Tmeim. That's Suma Truma. Truma, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Toile Beherev Shemesh, Dilu Kodeshim Ademaisi Kapora. There are a number of individuals, such as the Yoledes, and the Zov, and the Zova, and the Metzoira, who are known as Mechusar or Mechusare Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim means that they do not get their full degree of Tahara back until not only they go to the Mikveh, and not only until Harav Shemesh, but they have to bring the special carbon the Torah says for a Yeledes, for a Zov, for a Zova, or for a Metzoira. Ah, so how does it say in the Pasuk that Bo HaShemesh V'Toher V'Acha Yoichel Menekotchim? That's referring to Truma. And so therefore, Zokti Gemara, what happens if a person eats Truma B'Mezen when he is Tomei? His ear, the Torah says, don't. B'Kodeshim Lo Yoichal. And the Torah gives an oinish. What's the oinish? B'Mezu Voi Ki Yechal Lo Misa B'Dei Shomoyim. Ah, so let's, maybe that's Taka the Pshat here by the Oil of the Yoyrit. That elsewhere the Torah was mazir and was manish, a person who eats truma b'mezid when he's tamei. And here the Torah says, if you eat b'shogeg truma when you're tamei, you gotta go and bring a carbon oil of a yoyred.
Why not kachim and truma? If they're both possible,
we'll talk about it. We're gonna have nitrashem psukim. Evidimor le'ashchan ovei misa dechayv aleha carbon. I don't find elsewhere in the Torah that if the onish b'mezit is misa b'dei shemoyim, then you go and bring a carbon in case there was a shogeg. So therefore, it's much more mistaver to go and say that we're talking about an onish of kares. Well, there we found, how many times do you find by kares?
34,
because there are 36 total enumerated in the first Mishnah Maseches Krisis, right, where a person gets kares b'mezid, but of the 36, two of them are which are mitzvahs aseh, so therefore there is no bringing of a carbon, only the other 34. So these 34, isurei and oinish krisis, you did it, b'shoigig, you bring a carbon chatos. But I never found the oven mitzvah de shemoyim if you did it b'mezid. That's mitzvah de shemoyim. And that b'shoigig, you bring carbon chatos. I never found it anyway. So therefore it's more mistaver, we're talking about mikdash v'kadoshim. So Tamara, 1 second. Hey, Mahani, me the carbon kavua. The raya that you're bringing is the gabi a normal carbon chatas. Chatas kavua means that you don't have oil of a yoyed three different wealth on the ladder, three different layers, but levels. Shkoyach. But rather, you only have kizba or seira carbon kavua. There, you're right. The 34. What's the din if you did it amazed? Oynish kares, you did a b'shoigig, you have to bring chatas kavur. Avol oyle v'yoyred, naisi, midi dehavi hashmiyas kova bitus vasoyim. Since we introduced before that when it comes to the din of oyle v'yoyred, it's not only our case of the yediyas hatum, mikdash kedoshim, but also shmiyas kol, which means shvuas edus, bitus vasoyim, ishi shivate, levat v'svasayim. Oh, so there's no din of kares over there. Rashi says there's no din even of an oynish misa if he did it b'mezid. If b'mezid he was oiver on the shvuas edus or on the bitus vasoyim, maximum we would go and get malchus, depending on whether you hold lav she'im b'maisa loikin olav, aloi loikin olav, or if you hold asra safik shmo asra, nishke shmo asra. Those are all fascinating sugyas, but not for our purposes. Bottom line is, shmiyas kol, bitus vasoyim, there is no oinish of either kares or of misa b'dei shemayim. And nevertheless, the Torah gives us oil of yoyred. Also, maybe taka truma, which has at least the oinish of misa b'dei shemayim, even though it doesn't have kares. Maybe taka, that is the oil of yoyred. And that works very, very nicely. If you deal with a chi of kares, when you have to have a chatos kavur, that's the heavy duty chatos. If you do a misa b'dei shemayim, you get a lighter carbon, an oil of yoyred carbon. So maybe that's pshat in the pasuk. Nine, because it says ba, vishtei ba. So you have number one, a Torah Arash Shalem. Oyichiyiga b'tumas adam lechol tumasay shiit ma'ba. That was pasuk gimel that we read before from parashas VaYikra. So oyichiyiga b'tuma shiit ma'ba. What is that extra ba come to tell you? Ba lemutei truma, that of all the choices that you had, Mishish Kadasha and Truma, Bas says, no, but no Truma. By Truma, there is no din of Oyle V'yayit. Frey Timura, it just says Ba. And Ba is being Memayit. I have two options. We said that either the Pasuk is talking about Mikish Kedoshav, or it's talking about Truma. Ema Ba Lemute Mikdosh. To Loi Sagele Bekarm Oyle V'yayit. Adamaisi Karbin Kavua. Timura asks in Aizen Akasha. Since Ba is just a generic term, and we're saying it's an extra term, so it's Lemute something. So don't say that it's Mamayit Truma, say that it's Mamayit Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And I'll tell you the Svara, because since Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is an Oynish of Kares, L'Choyre it should be slotted in with all the other Chiyuvei Kares. And just like all the other Chiyuvei Kares, you have to go and bring Echatos Kivua. See, here too you have to bring Echatos Kivua. So why does the Torah talk about an Oyle V'Yoyre? It's talking about Truma. And therefore the Ba is Mamayit the Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Good gefragt. Everything more Kori Rob Ale the Rebbe Doilamayim Mi Boyres Amukim. Rob is now giving a shvach. He's praising Rebbe, and he's saying Rebbe was able to get the answer by going and dola by drawing water from deep, deep subterranean boyres, meaning that he did a wonderful job in really analyzing in depth this whole issue, and he came up with a solid response. Desanya, what did Rebbe say? Rabbi Oyma Ekra Ani Chaya Behema, Ekra Ani Chaya Behema Loma Nemra. Okay, so let's go back to these psukim that we've been talking about. Again, Pasuk Beis in Perek Hay of Parshas Vayikra. Again, by Oyle V'Yoyrid. Oy Nevesh Asher Tiga B'chol Dover Tamei. Oy V'Nivlas Chaya Tameya. Oy V'Nivlas Behema Tameya. Why does the Torah say both Chaya Tameya and behemoth to me? So you're going to tell me, well, there's a difference between a chai and a behemoth. A chai is a wild beast, and a behemoth is a normal, regular animal. I'm sorry?
An avela is a navela.
The animal is dead. So what difference does it make? Right. However, you'll remember that when we learned in Parsha Shmini, when it was enumerating all of the kosher and non-kosher animals, the pasuk starts off, Zoysa chai asher teichailu. Where is that pasuk? If you go to page 312, you'll see Tatap Pasik, Dabba Bnei Yisrael Lemar, Zoysa Chaya Shetoichlu. These are the Chayas that you're allowed to eat. Mikola Behema Shel Oretz, from all of the Behemas. Komafreses Parshish, Sashasa, Proslis, etc. Hey, I thought you were going to enumerate Chayas. And you're telling me now, Mikola Behema. So what do we learn from that? The Behema is Bechlal Chaya. And in fact, if you look at the Rashi there on the Pasik, Zoysachai Mikola Behema, Malamicha Behema Bechlal Chaya. By the fact that the Pasik begins, this is the Chaya that you can eat. Of all of the Behemas, I'm not talking about Behemas, I'm talking about Chayas. Is the Chassimin that the term Chaya is broad enough? It's a broad enough umbrella to include Behemas. If that's the case, so back by Unz, in Parashas Vayikra, when we're talking about the Korban Oyle V'Yoyrid, it would have been enough to go and say, Nivlas Chayit Behema. Does Nivlas Chayit Temeya include Behema Temeya? Yes. Of course it does. I saw in Parashas Shmini that Behema is Bechlal Chayit. So does Freit Yitz Rebbe. Rebbe Oyma Ekra Ni Chaya. Behema Loma Nemra Vustav Shtein Behema. Oh, Nemra Kan Behema Temeya. In our Pasuk Oyle V'Yoyrid, Behema Temeya. The Nemala Halon, and elsewhere it says Behemoth Meir. Where is that elsewhere? So if you have the Torah or a Shalom, it's number 3. Navishki Siga B'chol Tomei B'tumas Odom. Oy B'Behemoth Meir, or our Behemoth Meir. And what do you do after that? The Ochal Mibsar Zebachashlom Mashel Hashem. He was Tomei because he touched a Behemoth Meir, a Nivlas Behemoth Meir. And what happens? And now he ate from Kochim, from Shlomim. Oh, so I'm now making a gzeirah shava. By unshteitach an ibrika bebehema tmeya. We didn't need that. It's already said chaya tmeya. And there, in the case of achilas kodshim bituma, it says the word bebehema tmeya. Ah, so just like malalon tumas kodish, just like that, behema tmeya, the baggage, the whole package includes a person who ate kodshim bituma. Afkan. Even though it doesn't say it expressly, since I have these extra words, Behemoth Tmeya comes to include Afkan Tumas Koidish. Ah, so that's why I know that don't use the Ba to exclude Kodesh because Fakert. From Rebbe, who is Doile B'mayim Amukim, from Boides Amukim, I see that our parish of Vad is talking about Tumas Kodesh. Of Reikimashka, Tumas Kodesh, Tumas Mikdash Minoan. It's not necessarily a package deal, even though we always say Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev, but we learn them from different psukim and different oinshim, etc. So, Ibazoi, how do I know Tumas Mikdash? Amakra, B'chol Kodesh Loi Siga, B'la Mikdash Loi Savoy. What is this referring to? It's referring to a Yoledes. The Yoledes after Lemushal Gabi Azuchar, 7 days of Tuma. And then we have 33 days of Tahara, Ushloshim Yoim, Ushloshis Yom, Teishibit Mei Tahara. How is the Teishibit Tahara that she's at the end of the 7 days, she's allowed to go to the mikveh, she's restored to her husband. Now the next 33 days, even if the faucet is on the entire 33 days, and she sees blood, blood, blood. Nevertheless, these are called the Mei Toihar, the Mei Torah. However, even though she's Muteris Labala, B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga, B'la Mekdesh Lo Yisavoy, Ad Malo Yisi Mei Torah. She's not allowed to eat Kodshim, and she's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash until the 33 days are over, and at the end of those 33 days, she's going to have to go to the Mikveh again, and then she's going to have to go the next day and bring a karbon, and then she's going to be a full-fledged Torah. Ah, so during that 33-day period, the Chazal called her a tvulas yoim oruch, which means that even though she went to the mikveh at the end of the 7 days, and normally after 7 days, going to the mikveh, herif shemesh, she should be Torah, but that's not the din. She's Torah lebala, but she's not Torah for purposes of eating kodshim, going into the Beis HaMikdash, as well as, parenthetically, we haven't gotten to it yet, she also is not allowed to eat truma. She's got to wait until the 40 days are over. Robert, do you have a question?
I don't understand what is a behemoth tomeya. Chaya tomeya, I know what it is. What's the difference between chaya tomeya and behemoth tomeya? Since behemoth is beklal chaya, how do we define what is a behemoth tomeya?
Behemoth tomeya has two possible interpretations. Either a non-kosher animal, such as a chazir, anything which is not a kosher animal. Although we think of the word tumah as being tumah, which is, however, the Torah uses the term tumeya often to define something which is not kosher. Number two, if the animal is dead, it also exudes or emits tumah, and therefore is saying, any behemoth doesn't have to be just a chazir.
A dead cow emits tumah.
Cow has tons of tumah. Every single...
Just like a dead chazir.
Exactly, just like a dead
chazir. If it was shechted properly.
It's metarmat tumaso, right. She's tumaso.
And do we have to say that the shechted has to be bar mitzvah, and that he's Jewish? And I mean, why do we have to get to all hilchos? Our Choshev Talmid HaChacham here at the table want to add that not all nevelis are created equally, which means what happens if you have a behemoth that was geshochten, and it turns out that it was a treifa, is the shechita mitar midei tumasan, right? But again, we're getting off on a tangent. If you have a regular animal, whether it's a cow, a dog, a cat, a chazer, an elephant, any animal that dies, you touch it, only if you touch it. Then you become tummy or maga umasa. Touch it or you carry it is a din of tummy. Exactly right. Okay? Baruchim to you. So getting back to our Gemara now. So since it says by the Yoledes, b'chol kodesh leisiga v'lam mikdash leisavoy, and although he uses the term leisiga, that doesn't really mean don't just touch it. It means not to eat it. You're not allowed to eat kodshim, which includes all the truma. And it says v'lam mikdash leisavoy, so I have a hekish, iskish, Mikdash l'koidish. Just like koidish, we're saying, you're not allowed to go and eat. And to the mikdash, you're not allowed to go. Aha. So therefore, we now have the answer l'choira to our original question. How do I know that in the parsha of Oyle v'yorid, in parshas v'yikra, what is the major step that you have to take after you become tameh, to become a chuyiv in the carbon Oyle v'yorid? It's either by eating kodshim, or it's by going into the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know? Where do you take that from? Oh, because I have, number one, behemoth tameya, tameya, behemoth tameya, for Gzeira Shava, to the other pasuk, which is talking about eating. nefesh kisiga b'chol tami b'tumasod mehem b'tumeya. Behem b'tumeya. V'ochal mibzar zeba chashlom Hashem l'nechrisa. So that's talking about oichal achilas kachim. How do I know it's talking about mikdash? Because of this hekish, b'chol kodesh leisiga, b'chol mikdash leisavoy. Shain, oil of yerid is talking about tuma, and he went to the base of mikdash, or ate kachim. Feiti mori hochi trumanami. The psukim and the drushes are beautiful, but then throw in truma as well, which is what Barry asked 10 minutes ago. Who says only mikdash kedoshim or only truma? Maybe everything. The Omar Mar, because we had earlier in Masechtas Makis not too long ago, b'chol kodesh leisiga l'rabbis esa truma. This b'chol kodesh is not only talking about strict kodshim, shlomim, and other kabbanis, but even includes the word kodesh is broad enough to include truma. Not everywhere, but in this connection, it includes truma. So if that's the case, why don't you say you have to bring an oil of yerdit for tuma together with eating kachim, or going to the base of mikdash, or eating truma? Says Yomara, were you sleeping? Hamid rachman ba. That's why we said ba at the top of the yomid. Frank Yomara, aim ba lamuta mikdash. Why don't you say that since ba is kind of just a general term and you're using it for a miut, don't use it as a miut to exclude truma. Why don't you use it as a miut to exclude mikdash? Because how do you know mikdash? Only because of the hekish b'chol kodesh leisiga v'la mikdash leisavai. But b'chol kodesh is referring even to truma. See, if it's referring to truma as well, just like you're saying that the ba comes to exclude the truma, but we include the mikdash, make it fakert. Take ba lemute mikdash, and let's include the truma. So Timora mistavra mikdash lim matina shekein bikoris kimoisa. We know kodesh for sure. How do I know achilas kodesh for sure? Because I have my gzeir shava behemet tmeya. So that's a done deal. So now, which one is closer to achilas kodshim? Since I have a riboy and a miut, my riboy is that hekish of mikdash chol kodesh leisim mikdash leisavai, and I have the ba which is memayit. Which one are we going to be marba? Which one are going to be memayit? It's more mistava to be marba the mikdash one than the truma one. Why? Because there's a certain basic commonality between eating kodshim b'tuma and going to the base of mikdash b'tuma, that both of them is a chiyav kares. Masha enkim gabi truma, it's only a chiyav misa b'dei shemai. Says Yimara, adarabba, I have a punkt fakertis for truma loy b'matinan, shakena achila kemoisa. Since achilas kodshim, that's a dover poshet, because that's what we learn behemet tmei. And now the question is, what am I going to be marba? Be marba another achila, just like achilas kodshim b'tuma behelem by shoygig, you're gonna have to bring a korban oil of the yardid. Say that achilas truma b'shoygig behelem, you're gonna bring a korban oil of the yardid, as opposed to bringing in going into the base of mikdash. You're right, it's koris kamoisa, but it's not achila kamoisa. So why is it more mistaber to use the ba to exclude truma? Use the ba to exclude mikdash. Elam Barava said, you know, you're really asking good kashas today. And therefore, I'm going to bring you from another place in the Torah. Sholish krisis bishlomim lama, or lama. Why does the Torah tell us three separate times that if a person is tame and he eats a carbon shlomim, he gets kares? Now you're wondering, where are these three psukim? If you go into Rashi, about five lines lower than where we are in the Gemara, two lines lower. Sholish krisis bishlomim, ba'oichlan bituma. Achas be'emar l'kehanim, not this week's parsha, next week's parsha. What does it say in the pasuk? Kol ish ashe yikrav mikol zarechem ala kodeshim asher b'nei Yisrael v'nichrasa nefshahi. A person who's yikrav. Now what means yikrav? I might think yikrav means it brings as a carbon. V'amrinim mizvachim, the ho yikrav achiluhu. The Gemara says that yikrav means ish ashe yikrav, means ish ashe yoichal. Person who's going to eat of the kodshim with tumasi olav in his tamei v'nichrasa. Umahu yikrav. Why does it use the term yikrav? B'roi l'hakrav v'shehuktish b'kli. We're talking about that the korban is roi for hakrava, not a korban that became pigul or behead. There was no zrika. We're talking about all the pitchefkis, all the requirements to make it into a real proper korban. If a person eats a betumah, chas v'shalom kares. So I have one pasuk. And then I have two more psukim parshas tzav. What is the same parshas tzav? Number one, v'nefesh toichal mipsar zevach hashlom hashem l'shem tumasi olav v'nichrasa. The Samach Lein, I have another pasuk. Va'nefesh ki siga b'chol tomei. And what does he do? He eats from one of Zebach HaShlamim. And again it says v'nichrasa. So I have three times the Torah says by Karbin, you eat the Karbin in your tomei, it's curtained, it's kares. Why does it say it three times? Wouldn't one time would be enough? Back to the Gemara. Achas leklal, biachas leprat, biachas letumo haksuva betoyristam ve'en yodeya mahi. The first one comes to tell you klal. Klal means al mina karbanis. Nochdem it says prat. What means prat? Only a karban shlomim. Only a karban shlomim doesn't apply throughout. Zokter Rashi, if this were a klal uprat together in the same line, in the same pasuk, I would say, klal uprat, ein b'chlal elamashe befrat, this whole din. Exactly right. However, because it's not one next to each other, even though the Gemara calls it klal uprat, it doesn't mean klal uprat. What it really means is, I have a klal ala kochen. What is this prat? It's like the other rule that we have, dove shahoye b'chlal, the yotzim in haklal, shlomim is part of all kabbonis, and the Torah singled it out, the gabi this din of tumma bachilis kochim, yotzim in haklal, lo lamed al atzma yotzim, el lamed haklal kula yotzim, right, it's come to tell you on the whole klal, meaning, that just like shlomim, the Torah has said, that if eated the tumosei olav, the nichrisa, same thing applies to all kochim. Okay, and what does it come therefore to distinguish from, or to exclude? Says Rashi, kochim is beach. What happens if you were maktish chulin for kochim is beach? And let's assume that it had a mum, so you couldn't bring it, it wouldn't be automatically upgraded to that of a carbon for the mizbeach. And the person now were to go, he was maktish chulin, it had a mum, it was missing an ear, a nose, a tail, whatever, but was not a treif, not a treif. And you shechted it, and the person was tamei, and he ate from it. Would he get kares? And the answer is no, because that's what I use the klal and the prat. The prat, the shlomim, which is a kosher karmin. What does it come to tell you? When it was yotzim and a klal, lulamid al atzma yotzim, just on shlomim, al klal kuli yotzim, that all kochim is beach, there is this din, you eat it, bitumma, vinichrasim. What's number three? The achaz tumah haksuva b'teirustam. It talks about tumah b'teirustam. Ve'ini de'amahi. So I don't know what does that mean. That third creases. Have the oimer? I'll explain it to you. Tumas koidish. Tumas koidish. If you were tamei and you ate kodshim, Mister, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. What do you mean tumas koidish? Ve'ini in the tumas koidish, because we already said it twice. Mitaklal mitaprat. Denafkale mitarabi. That I learned from Rebbe at the top. We have the behemoth tmeya, therefore, it comes to tell you, tumas migdash, a person who is tamei and goes into the base of migdash. What do I learn from that third kares? That person, if he did it, bemezid, just like a kares. But if he did b'shoigig, throw it to the parish of the oil of the yoyred. Ah, so therefore, says Rava, I have my teretz to your kasha, and that is, how do I know that Oyla V'Yerid applies to Kodesh and Mikdash? Kodesh I know from Rabbi, Behemet Tmeya, Behemet Tmeya. How do I know Mikdash? From the third time that it says by Shlomim, which was unnecessary. We certainly don't need it for Tumas Kodesh. It's an Eilat Tumas Mikdash. Frank Timura, one second. Rava, that's what you said. I have Reb Avo, as well as Reb Shimon, and we'll see Ner Doi, that learned differently. Behemet Boi Lelik Reb Avo. The Omer Bavo, Reb Avo focused on this very issue. Sholish kriz b'shlamim lama. Why does it have to say three times? Achas leklal, ala kochim. V'achas leprat, only kochim is beach and not kochim berikabai. Same as before. V'achas advarim she'enan necholim. And the third is to those items which are inedible, but they are kochim is beach. What do you mean by that? Zokto Rashi. Rashi towards the bottom. If you look at four lines from the bottom, you're going eitzim shel ma'arocha ulevoina uktoires im ochlan betuma yurchayiv kores. If you have a person who is probably slightly deranged, but he's not a shaita, because a shaita would be pot, and he takes eitzim shel ma'arocha, the eitzim, the logs that you put in the ma'arocha, and presumably he went and ground it up into a fine sawdust, or you had levoina, which is incense. Toiris is all different types of incense, right? It has the different, some money haktoiris, and he were to eat from it. Nobody's recommending that he should eat, and presumably if he eats from it, he's going to have a terrible stomach ache, but that's not the point. The point is, if it was bona fide etchin shel maracha, levoinik toidus, and therefore was kodesh b'kdusha saguf, with the ale klesharis betalis, and he was tummy and he ate it, I would say, there's a mishigenes gunish mekunish, it's not edible, it's not roi lachila. Oh, no, no. That's the third one to go and tell us that you get kores for that as well. Wow. So then I need it for that. I don't have it for the din of the oil of the yoyrit. And even according to Reb Shimon, the omed dvorim she'enin necholim, ein chayoven olehin kores. Reb Shimon respectfully disagrees with Reb Avoh and says, no, 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 no. If it's inedible, there's no din of kores. So mishum tumah, what does it come to include? It comes to include those very rare kabbonis which we call chatois hapenimiois. What are cases of chatois hapenimiois? Zoktach Rashi, every single Yom Kippur, we laned it, or we're going to lane it in this week's Sedra, we laned it today, in Achrei Mois, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par. Klal Yisrael has to bring the soir Lashem. Both of those kabbonis, the par b'soir, what happens with that? The zerikos are not on the mizbeach achitzoin; they're in front of kodesh kadoshim, in front of the oroin, and in front of the paroiches, and on the mizbeach apanimi, and that's how they get the famous name chatois apanimiois. And besides that, you also have two other kabbanas which are panimiois, and that's the par koyin mashiach or the par helim dover shel tzibur. We're there too. You don't have all the way in kodesh kadoshim, but you do have that the Hazoi Saddam are in front of the Paroiches and on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Ah, that being the case, what happens if a person is Tomei and Bishoigig eats from them? How do you know? Well, let's not talk about the Shoigig. He does it b'mezid. How do you know he gets Kares? I have it from this Pasuk. Why? The Solka Daita Chamina. Hoil the Omer Reb Shimon, since Reb Shimon said, Kol she'ene korev al mizbeach achitzen kishlamim, en chayavan olam mishum pigol, he says that the din of pigol only applies, the Torah, when it talks about pigol, it refers to a kar mishlamim. And we learn from kar mishlamim to all the others, tavar yotzim in a klal, en lamin alatzim yotzim, en lamin kuli yotzim. Ah, but he says that the din of pigol only applies to mizbeach achitzen karbonois. If you have a kavon of pigol, legabe eni rechatois apnimiois, either to eat them chutz lezman or eat them chutz lemokayim, where there's a din of pigul. No, pigul doesn't apply. Pigul only applies to your normal karbonois chitzoinios, not pnimiois. So I would think, well, so you see that this is a special category on its own. So maybe mishum tuma namiloi, maybe there shouldn't be a din of kores if you were to eat from those chatois hapnimiois, kamash malon. That's why you have to have the third kores de machayiv. Oh, say bezoi. Says our Gemara, Rava, you're telling me that the third kores that we find by Achilas Shlomim b'mezid, I don't need it, so therefore I'm going to go and throw it to our din of carbon oil of yoyrid. I need it for at least one of two purposes. According to Bavo, I needed to go and tell you the inedibles, like Atzim Arocha, Levoina, and Ketoidus, that if you ate it, Betuma, Chayiv kores. And Reb Shimon said, nah, come on, it's not edible, that end, Kenny Zayn. But it comes to say the Chatois Epidemiais. To tell you that if you ate a bemezid, that you get kares. So ibazoi. So I still don't know now the din of Tumas Mikdosh. Rava wanted to say I learned it from the Sholish Krisis, but I need all Sholish Krisis. I like Reb Avoh or like Reb Shimon. Elami nerdoi mishmei the Rava. Sholish Tumas Bishlamim Lama. In every one of those three Krisis and that we just quoted, these three psukim, it says, Kol ish shiyim ikra mikol zarachem lakodshem v'tumasei olav v'nechresa. Each time it uses the term, your tummy. Now this, remember this is a little bit different. Before we said sholish krisis and sholish krisis, he was saying sholish tumais. That in those three psukim of krisis, each time it says that the person is tummy. Why does it repeat again? Tumasei olav, tumasei olav, tumasei olav, he's tummy. And then he eats from the karmi shlamim, lama. Achas leklal. V'yachas leprat, v'yachas letumaksu, batoyristam, v'ein yedea mahi. Oh, it comes to say the klal and the prat. Again, the same thing as before. Klal, ale kodshim, prat, shlomim. And just like shlom is kodshim izbeach, only kodshim izbeach and not kodshim bedekabayis. And now the third one, tumaksu, batoyristam, v'ein yedea. Where is that tumaksu, batoyristam, v'ein yedea? By uns, by the carbon oile, v'yoyred. I don't know mahi, have the oimer. So, since our pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Oil of the Yoyrid, is empty, doesn't say. So import Tumas Kodesh from that third Tumma by the three creases in by Shlom.
How are you defining
one second, one second. We're going to answer your question in a moment. Hopefully it's going to become clear. If we don't need it to import Tumas Kodesh to the parish of Oyle V'yayin, why? The Nafkalim of the Rebbe, where he learned from Rebbe at the top of the Amid. It says, Behemah Tmeya. Behemah Tmeya. Ligzeda Shava, because he didn't need to say Behemah Tmeya, because Behemah is Bechlal Chaya. So why does it say Behemah Tmeya here? And Behemah Tmeya Legabe eating Kodeshim, to go and tell you, they're just like eating Kodeshim, Betumi, you get Kores. Here too, we're talking about eating Kodeshim, Vanilla, Bishoigig, that you have to bring a carbon oil of the yard. So I know that already. So since I don't need the third Tumma by the three Psukim of Shlomim to go and tell you Tumas Kodesh, because I nafkalei b'derabi, then I eat Tumas Mikdash. Oh, so now I know both Kodesh from Rebbe, I know Mikdash from the third Tumma by the three Shlomims where it says Karez, and therefore now Oyle V'yoyed is a person who was Tamei, and there was a Helim, and he either ate Kodeshim or he went to the base of Mikdash. One second. I don't even know what you're talking about, Neher Doi Mishmei Derava. V'hai Nami Mi Boyele, I did the Boyele Michtav Koris Likribavo, Kosem Nami Tumas, Tulisagila Balavachi. After all those three psukim that tell you that a person who ate Kodeshim Betuma gets Koris, it had to say that he's Tomei. Because if the Torah doesn't say that he's Tomei,
what's the crime?
Then he's probably Tar. And if he's Tar, and he's allowed to eat that kachim. In other words, even if he's a zor, you're allowed to eat shlomim. Now, don't steal it from someone, but anybody's allowed to go and eat shlomim. It doesn't have to be a kohen. It doesn't have to be a relative. It doesn't even have to be an invitee. Anybody that comes to Tish and says, I'd like to eat from the shlomim, if the balabus allows him, he's allowed to eat from it. So why would the Torah say it's a din of kares? Because he's tameh. It has to say tameh, but don't tell me these are ibrik, that these are superfluous. I need the tumah. Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, you're right. Abandon this three creases or three tumois for purposes of figuring tumis mitosh. Rather, asya tumosai tumosai. We're going to learn it from a gzeira shava. What's a gzeira shava? By all those other cases of the three creases, each time it says, ish ki yakrev, or ki yoichal, nefesh toichal, each time it says, v'tumosai olav, that he's tummy. So it says Tumasai. And here, Ksivachal Chol Tumasai Shiyit Mava. Where does it say the Chol Tumasai Shiyit Mava? That's in Pasi Gimel, by the Oil of Yorid. Oy Chiyiga Betumas Adam Chol Tumasai. Oh, so it says Tumasai. Tumasai, Tumasai, Ksiv. Therefore, I have now Xeda Shava. Oh, Ksiv, Hossam, Tomayir, Oy Tumasai, Boy, Tumasai, here Tumasai. Malalon, just like the other pasuk, when it's talking about tumah, it's talking about tumas mikdash. Afkan tumas mikdash. Where is that pasuk? If you look at pasuk number 1 in the Torah Ore Shalem, this is talking about taka not eating. We're talking about entering the base of mikdash betumah. And where does it say? Kolan agir b'meis b'nefesh o'odam ashiyomas v'lo yischata. A person became tameh. V'lo yischata, he was not mitire himself. Es mishkan Hashem timeh. Now, what does it mean, Mishkan Hashem Timei? Just by looking at it, or just by staying at home? It means because he entered into the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash, Bituma, V'lo Yischata, Din of Tuma. V'nichrasa Nevishim Yisrael. Why? K'may Nidol Ezorek Alav, Tam Yia, Oy Tumasim. What do I have to add Oy Tumasim by? I started off, Kol Negev, V'meis V'nefesh, Yishayomas, V'lo Yischata, as Mishkan Hashem Timei. I already see that he was Tamei, he didn't go and do Tahara, he went into the Mishkan. What's Tafach Nochmal Ibechazrin? Tomei, yeah, oi, Tomasai, boy. Of course, if he's not mitired, then he'll be Tomei forever. So what's the Tomasai, Tomasai? Mal alon, Tomas Mikdash. He went into the Mishkan, into the Mikdash. Afkan, Tomas Mikdash. Oh, so Baruch Hashem, I now know Rabbi Yisai. Good news. I'm wondering the whole last 45 minutes. How do I know the Tomas, that the Tumma, which requires you to bring, Oy Leviyarit is talking about Kodeshim, eating Kodeshim Betumma, or entering the Beis Hamikdash Betumma. So the Gavei, the Achilas Kodeshim that I learned from Rebbe, who's Doi Lamaimim, Moides Amukim, Behemet Tmei, and Behemet Tmei. Because the other Behemet Tmei is talking about Achila. Stein Possum, the Nefesh Kisiga, Bechol Tomei, Betumas Odom. The Ochal Mibzar Zevach Hashem Hashem, Benichris. So that's talking about Nevela Tmei, Behemet Tmei. And it's talking about eating. So, Achilas Kodeshim, that I know. How do I know Achilas Mikdash or not Achilas Mikdash? A person who enters the Beis Mikdash, Beis Mikdash, Tomasai, Tomasai, Ligzeira Shava, Pray Timura, Velabal Amali. If that's the case, you did such a good job in importing Kodesh and Mikdash from other sources, what do I need the but to exclude Truma? There's no reason why I should include Truma, because the only way I added Kodesh and Mikdash are based on these Gzeira Shavas. But otherwise, I don't have a Gzeira Shava for Truma, so what do we need? Bo Lamayit. And Vedi Gemari 100% right. Bo is not a miut, in fact, it's a riboy. The rabbi is Neveles Oif Tohar. What's the din of Neveles Oif Tohar? We've been speaking about that if a person touches a dead animal, whether it's a cow or a dog or a cat or an elephant, a wild animal, a lion, makes no difference. Whatever you touch, an Neveli, you become Tameh. What about if you touch a dead duck, literally a dead duck, or a dead chicken, or a let's only talk about kosher ones. Vulture, because we're only talking about oiftar. If you have any oiftar, whether it's a chicken, or it's a turkey, or it's a duck, all those oifes that you're allowed to eat, what happens if it died? And you touch it. So I would think, oh, it's a tummy, it's a nevela. Very good. So the din of nevelas of Torah is very special, that it's only metame b'beis abli, and the Gemara learned it from psukim elsewhere. So only when you go and take, you swallow. You take
the kazais of an oaf tahar, that's a nevela, as it passes your throat, you become tummy, and also your begotten become tummy.
Is it kazais or a kebeya? We'll talk about that another time. Yeah, well, he won't eat it in one swallow. In one swallow, he'll eat it in two or three swallows. But anyway, by Nevelas Oif Tohar, you only become Tomei when you eat from the Oif Tohar. So you can take, if you go into the supermarket and you're looking for kosher products, and you, when it comes to the meat department, it says kosher and non-kosher are sold here, and you pick up a Purdue chicken, and you see, wow, this is only 49 cents a pound, and that the kosher chickens is $3.49 a pound. What's going on? So you're picking up the oil. Mister, why'd you pick up that Purdue chicken? You're Tomei now. You picked up a Nevela. No, it's not true. It's only if he would cook it and then put it down his, and he starts swallowing it. It's like, nom, 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 and then he eats it, then he becomes Tomei, not just by touching it. That's what the Ba comes to include. Frank Timara. I don't understand. For the last Omid, we kept on saying, Ba is a miyud, Amr is Ba miyutuhu, and now all of a sudden, Mishum di miyutu, a yater, and now you're telling me it comes to include. So, Timur, yoh, ksiv, oi chiyiga, if you go back to the Pasuk in its entirety, oi chiyiga betumas odum chol tomasa yashi yit maba, so Timur, oi chiyiga d'barnagia, in, to la barnagia loy, uksiv ba miyuta. So I have now two miyutim. Number one, those things which are metame only are the barnegias, the magas that cause you to be tame, not the things which are not maga, which don't cause you to become tame. Uksiv ba, and it says ba, it's all to miuta. Have a miut achar miut thing, miut achar miut el rabbis. It's like we have in English when you have a double negative, double negative. Miut achar miut, it should certainly be a miut. No. Miut achar miut is rabbis, like a double negative, which becomes a positive. Oh, so therefore, Botak is not memayit anything. It comes to be marib in the Beilah Seiftar. And in fact, if you look in the Rashi on that Pasik, Rashi says, Ba, that's the second to last line, there on the left-hand side. Where did Rashi take it from?
From Shavuos Vav David Zayin
Rebeis. Very good. So we have Baruch Hashem in our Gemara, and that's how we know it. So with this, we now have concluded Rabbi Yisai, the din of the source of and the whole discussion regarding the carbon oile v'yored yesh b'yedir b'tchila v'yesh b'yedir b'sof and helim bein time. Now we're moving further into our Mishnah. The next case in the Mishnah was yesh b'yedir b'tchila, the ein b'yedir b'sof. The person knew initially that he was tamei. And when it came to eating the tumah, the natumah, the kodshim, or going to the base mishnah, there was a helim. And after he came out, he did not remember that he was Tameh and that he ate Kodshim B'Tumah or that he went to the Beis Midrash B'Tumah. Not only that, a day later, a week later, a month later, he did not remember that he was Tameh and that he had eaten Kodshim or went to the Beis Midrash B'Tumah. So what's the din? Is this person going to be Osir forever and ever and ever? He has an Oynish. What's that? Zok the Mishnah. Yesh B'Yedir B'Tchila V'Ein B'Yedir B'Sof. The Sor HaNas B'Fnim is Tole. Tola means you get an extension. The onesh is suspended, says the Mishnah, ad chivada. If eventually he finds out, hey, I cannot believe it. 6 months ago, it was Thursday morning after davening. I remember I touched a nevela on the way home from shul. There was a dead dog over there, and I picked it up to see if I could help revive it, and it was dead. It was a dead dog. And then after that, I ate kachim. I forgot that I was tummy at the time when I ate the kachim. And now I remember it 6 months later. Nope, now you got to go and bring your carbon oil of yard. But until that time, when yesh lo yidiyah b'tchila, until the time of having the yidiyah b'sof, deval ein ba yidiyah b'sof. So the sora nasa b'fnim, that's the sora l'Hashem of the two se'irim, that you have the goyel echad l'Hashem. We're going to learn it mi'etshem on Shabbos. That's the sora l'Hashem as opposed to the sora l'azazel. That sora l'Hashem gives him a tliya, it gives him a suspended sentence, not really a suspended sentence, really an extension, will let you go and won't be manish you. You don't have to bring any karbanis until achivat. Okay. Tanurban. Where does it say this in the Torah? It says on the Gabi Yom Kippur, again in Parshas Achri Mois, V'chiper ala kodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael, u'mepisheim l'chol chatoisim v'chein yas ala oil moed ha-shoichin itom b'toich tum oisam. Now it only talks about that it's mechaper b'kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash, mitumais b'nei Yisrael, from the Tumah. So the Gemara starts off, if you will, in a very unique and fascinating way. Since the word tumais is very broad, yesh l'binyan zeh l'havi sholish tumais, which we don't normally think of as classic tumais, tumas avodah zarah, tumas gilui arayos, tumas shvichas damim, maybe that's what the pasuk comes to be mechaper on. Why are you calling avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shvichas damim tumay? Because that's what the Torah calls it. But avodah zarah, it says in the pasuk, leman tamei es mikdashi. What is it saying this in the pasuk? Look at number 4. And it talks about the din, which we learn in this week's Sedra, in Parshas Kedoshim, Vani etin espana be'isha hu. Who? The person that went and gave me zaroi la'moylech. And our Gemara holds like the man, the Amar, that moylech is just one of the forms of avodah zarah. And therefore it says, what happens to a person? V'echrati oisim ikerev amoy ki mizara nosa la'moylech l'man tameh es mikdoshi l'chaleshim kochi. He's metameh my mikdosh. How is he metameh? By doing avodah zarah. Oh, so therefore maybe when we say on Yom Kippur, v'chiper ala kodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael, it's talking about tumas avodah zarah, tumas moylech, for instance. Or begivei aroyis uaymer, u'shmartens mishmarti levilti asayis mechukas ati eves o'elav, which v'shtaitis der pusik. Again, this is in Parshas Achri Mois, this week, etc. U'shmartens mishmarti levilti asayis mechukas ati eves o'shenas olefneichem v'loi sitam u'behem ani Hashem v'kechem. That's talking about after Osrechen and after enumerating all the arroyos, go and make sure, veloisitam ubehem, don't be metame. Oh, so you see that arroyos is called a form of tumah. Vishvichazamu waimer, veloisitame es aret. Where does it say this pasuk? This is talking about by the Ore Miklet Psukim, where it talks about a retzeach b'meizin, a retzeach b'shoigig. Veloisitame es aret, asheratam yoshuim ba, asheni sheikhim b'saych, kini Hashem, sheikh b'saych b'nei Yisrael, don't be metame by killing someone, chas v'shalom. Maybe that's what the Torah means when it says, l'chaber ba'koyidish mitumais b'nei Yisrael. It means a person who did avodah zarah, a person who did shvichas damim, a person who did gilui arayos. Maybe this is what it means, that he gets a kapar. Now you're going to go and say, I think Mar is going to ask a little bit further. What do you mean? Any one of these three, if he did a b'meizah, they get misa. If he did a b'shoigig, then you have other dinam. For instance, by shvichas damim b'shoigig, going to galus. So Mar will address that shortly. Don't be nervous. But in the meantime, yachal gimel tumas halalu yehei sar mechaper. That's what I would say. Tamaleimer. Me tumais, meaning some. Me tumas b'nei Yisrael. Like kol tumais. Okay, but I don't know which one yes and which one not. Zokti Yomar, Mamatzina, Shechidek, Akos, Mechlal, Kol Tumas. Which Tumas did I find that Torah was Mechalik and said, these Tumas are different than all other Tumas? Have you ever Tumas Mekshuk Shadashav? Why? Because all other creases in, you have to go and bring a Chatzis Kavua. These Tumas are special Tumas Mekshuk Shadashav that you bring carbon oil of the earth. So Afkan, since it says, me Tumas, some of the Tumas, the unique ones, the special ones, it's on Mitzvah Mikshirashiv, Dibra Mute. Reb Shimon says, that's very nice, you know, you're using a very good logic that I find elsewhere. Mikdash Kadoshim are unique, they're special. So that's probably what Yom Kippur is talking about, these unique and special tumas. But you don't need to come on to that. I'll bring you Raya from Parshas Achrimois itself. Hari Oimer, V'chiper al HaKoidesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael. What does it mean, V'chiper al HaKoidesh? Mitumas shel Koidesh. Oh, we're talking about tumas that caused the Koidesh to be profaned. How? That a person was Tamei and he ate Kodshim. A person that was Tamei and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. So these are the tumas al HaKoidesh. Oh, very nice drush. Yochal al kol tumas shel HaKoidesh Yisrael is a mechaper. Maybe Chimimatam and Mimchaper on all types of Tumas Bakoidish. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Even if it has a Yediyah Betchila and a Yediyah Besof, why do you say that it's only Toila on Yediyah Betchila and where there was Ein by Yediyah Besof? Zok Rashi, Yochal al Kol Tumas Bakoidish, Bein Shiyesh by Yediyah, Bein Shiyein by Yediyah. Maybe it makes no difference. Yo Yediyah, Nish Yediyah. We should go and learn from Tumois, since you're saying it's just like Tumas Mishudashav. So, here it's all Tumas Mishudashav. But how do you know that it's only Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila, Ve'in B'Yediyah B'Sof, and then it's Toila? Tamaloymer. P'Sheyim L'Chol Chatoisam. That's the continuation of the Pasuk. The very same Pasuk that we're quoting. P'Chib Rala Kodesh Metumas B'nei Yisrael. It's number 3 in the Torah Rasholeh. Again, this week's Sedra, Parshas Achrimois, when we talk about the avoid that you do on Yom Kippur with this sa'ir, the chippa lakodesh mitumas bnei Yisrael umipishayim lechol chatoisam. What does that mean? Zok Timura chatoim dumia dipshoim. Avadu, we're not talking about a pesha. A real pesha is a merida against Hashem. Mapshoim she'ain bnei karbin. No such thing on a pesha that you bring a karbin. It can't be mechaper on a pesha. Means amazed. It's more than amazed. It's like a merida. It's certainly not a karbin.
Spiceful.
Good. So we're talking about a chet which is also not a b'nei carbon. So what does that mean, a chet in a b'nei carbon? Explains Rashi that I didn't have a yediyah b'sof, and therefore I couldn't go and bring a carbon. So which are the v'chibra l'kodesh mitumais? Which tumais? Well, we already said tumais mikshkadosh, because those are special. Okay? Or because it's me, mimikoimuhu mukhra, kodesh tumais, tumais shel kodesh. Fine. But why does it say now, maybe it's mechaper on kol tumas shebekodesh, even yot tchila v'soif, not tchila v'soif, all types of tumas kadosh should be mechaper? Oh, it's in mishpeshem v'chol chatoisa. Pshoim dumet chatoim, that just like chatoim, einem mnei karbin. What does that mean? That you don't have a yediyah b'sof, and that's why you cannot go and bring a karbin? Here too, it's got to be talking about that you had no yediyah b'sof. And that's the reason why you start off with Yediyah Betchila, but no Yediyah Besof, and it's not Mechaper, it's only Toila. V'etemunayin sheyesh ba Yediyah Betchila, ve'ein ba Yediyah Besof, shesor yaseh Toila. How do you know it's taka Toila? Maybe it's Mechaper. Tamalei melechol chatoisim, chayove chatois v'mashma. It's talking about chayove chatois, and therefore what do I learn from that? Says Rashi on the first wide line, second wide line, chayove chatois v'mashma, haro'i lavoi lidei chatos. That's what I learned from lichol chatoisam, right? Peshein lichol chatoisam. It's the type of tumah that could, would, and should lead to the bringing of a carbon because you did a chait. So which type of yediyas hatumah is there that it would, should, and could bring lidei carbon? That at the moment, ein ba yediyah b'tchila. I'm sorry, ein ba yediyah b'sof. You only have Yediyah B'Tchila.
Prior to that, Yesh Bad Yediyah B'Tchila.
Yes, there was a prior Yediyah B'Tchila. There was no Yediyah B'Sof. So this says the Torah, this is L'chol Chatoisim. I'm going to give you a protection and an extension until you have a Yediyah of the Chait. Oh, when you have Yediyah of the Chait, the Torah ends, bring your carbon. So that's how we know that this carbon that we're talking about, we're not talking about the three tumas of Avodah Zarah, we're talking about those miyuchad ones, which are the tumas mikshkadashav, and we're specifically talking about those that have yediyah betchila, then yediyah besof, that could, would, should eventually be mechayiv your carbon, if and when you find out about it, and you remember, and you learn about it, you'll bring your carbon. But until then, it is toila, and you have an extension from the Rabbi Yishlam. We're going to continue tomorrow.